continue to expand and volunteer efforts in community support. At the 1961 annual meeting, further changes were made. President Janet Baird opened discussion at that time on the matter of the association's corporate status. The town of Valley State Fair Association was originally incorporated as a profit corporation, later changed to a statement of purpose and made a cooperation to a nonprofit corporation. However, the articles of incorporation on file with the Alaska State Department of Commerce show the association as a profit corporation. Due to failure to submit annual corporation reports and pay annual fees and taxes, the association has been stricken from the state records. All records are furnished to the fund that there are at least two different versions in circulation at this meeting for the corporation bylaws.
Could we please have the lights on?
Yeah.
It was moved, seconded, and passed that the Fair Board be directed to proceed with changing the corporate documents to make the Tenino Valley Fair Association a nonprofit corporation. The association also decided to revise the bylaws to eliminate portions applicable only to profit corporations and to change the name of the corporation to Tenino Valley State Fair Association. The 1960s brought changes and growth throughout the community and state. As the local population grew, so did the attendance and participation in the fair. In 1971, the 40th annual Tenino Valley Fair was held August 11th through the 15th, the first five-day-long fair. In 1972, the association again hosted the state fair with the overall theme, Alaskans All. The late Honorable Nick Begich entered the following statement into the congressional record, August 15, 1972.
Mr. Speaker, an annual fair for Alaska has been designed for the official Alaska State Fair for 1972. This fair will communicate the diversity of Alaska, its resources, culture, history, and attraction. Since the fair plays such an vital role in the lives of Alaskan citizens, this year's theme will be Alaskans All. I enclose a recent proclamation from the Alaska State Governor William A. Egan commemorating the Alaska State Fair.
And look where we are today. When Gasser, Rickard, and Thompson first incorporated the Tenino Valley Fair Association in 1924, Article 6 stated that the period of said corporation shall be 50 years. Did they really envision the period that as they started it to be alive today? Some changes have occurred. Today's association has expanded the facilities and use of the fairgrounds, and the annual fair has become a community event put on by and for the Tenino Valley residents. We ask 1974 Fair Manager Janet Baird and Board of Directors President John Cavan if they could explain to us what principles and possibilities existed in 1924 that has kept the Tenino Valley Fair growing and progressing for 50 years. If they had been there in 1924, what could they have told George Gasser, P.J. Rickard, and Chaz Thompson?
Article 1, the name of said corporation shall be the Tenino Valley Fair Association.
In 1961, the name was changed to Tenino Valley State Fair Association. Our association takes responsibility for holding the official Alaska State Fair an even number of years.
Article 2, that the purposes for which this corporation is formed are
to advance, foster, and encourage the agricultural, livestock, and industrial interests of interior of Alaska, and particularly of the Tenino Valley, to that end, and and for that purpose to hold an annual agricultural, livestock, industrial fairs at Fairbanks, Alaska, or vicinity.
In 1974, exactly 50 years since the original incorporation and the first annual fair, the Fair Association as it now exists is sponsoring the 43rd annual fair in Fairbanks, the 23rd annual fair that has been held on fairgrounds on College Road.
Our main emphasis remains on agricultural, livestock, and industrial interests in the interior of Alaska. We encourage exhibitors, we have sponsored special exhibits and displays on agriculture and livestock production in Canada. And we offer our facilities to local industries and businesses. In 1973, Fairbanks was able to visit Alaska for free exhibits, which drew visuals, photographs, live pigs, practices, and demonstrations told the story of our production in the Tanana Valley from beginning to end. This year, in 1974, fairgoers can see a similar type of display on potato and other vegetables and truck farming production in the area. This exhibit is called the Rare Beer Vegetable.
To arrange and provide such fairs, the competitive exhibition of farm products, poultry, livestock, and industrial products, which exhibition shall be open to entry on equal terms to all the people of the territory of Alaska.
To encourage the formation and activities of boys and girls clubs and arrange for the exhibition of the products raised and produced by them.
In 1973, the 4-H division had the largest number of exhibits, 1,051 displayed gems in the Tanana Valley Fair. This year, the division was housed in the fair's newest facility, Total Community Center. To establish and maintain a Fairbanks, Alaska, a permanent exhibit showing the agricultural, mineral, and industrial resources of the interior of Alaska. The Tanana Valley State Fair Association has included plans for the Alaska Agricultural and Utility Craft Museum into the bicentennial projects. The goal of the Agricultural Museum is to gather the many implements and manufacturing utilities, utensils, and pieces of equipment, historical documents, and pictures to preserve the story of the community. To the extent that many of the early pioneers are still alive, a living history exists that can be captured on tape, film, and written word. The founding fathers of the Tanana Valley Fair, the oldest fair in Alaska, are the original pioneering farmers. The membership goals of the Tanana Valley Fair Association are covered with the names of groundbreakers. The Tanana Valley State Fair Association has been eminently qualified to be a heritage preserve of the farm industry.
And to promote the general interest of all the community and for all the purposes for which organizations are intended.
The Fair Board of Directors sees the fair as a community event with responsibility to the Tanana Valley to offer premiums consistent with the calibrated exhibits entered by the community and state, and to provide interesting displays and family entertainment. The growth of the fair has been due solely to the efforts of individuals who have volunteered their time and energy for the last 50 years.
In 1965, Kent Branley, who had served as fair manager in 1961, wrote a brief history of the Tanana Valley State Fair and Roll of Honor, listing some of the founders, presidents, board members, exhibitors, and early superintendents. In his listing, he included Eddie Davis, George Gasser, Harry Badger, Mr. Blaine, Charles Crozier, Frank Miller, Paul J. Rickert, M.D. Snodgrass, James McGrath, Mrs. Eva McGown, Paul Ryman, Ralph Persinger, Mrs. M.G. Bradway, John O. Gustafson, Bert Stemple, Joe Lawler, Lou F. Joy, Mary Pippin, Mitchell Howard, and we can easily add to the list of those who have kept the fairs in ongoing events since 1965.
1965. To sum up this brief presentation of the history of the fair, perhaps we should again turn to Mr. Brantley. He summed the history of the fair in these last concise words.
As the many kindly readers said, farmers who attend the Valley Fair perhaps fail to recognize the history in the many ways. Records of the fair's early history are sketched at best. There are years of feasts and years of famine. During some years, no fair was held at all. Whether the fair was founded in 1907, 1924, or 1931, depending on which title you use, it still lasts as old as the finest fair. If the history is incomplete, or if we have omitted names that some who deserve recognition, we solicit your understanding and help bring it to the perfection for the years to come. We honor these civic-spirited citizens, individuals who are alive today, and we pay tribute to those who are no longer with us.
This concludes our dramatic historical meeting. Thank you for staying with us, and I hope that you may have learned something about the Tenaya Valley Fair.
President of the Board of Directors.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm ready to have some ice cream, so we're going to make this kind of short and sweet. We're going to dedicate the 50th anniversary of the fair to those individuals who have donated their time unswervingly to this fair. When we built the Totem Community Center here last year, we made provisions for a future kitchen, which hopefully someday will be as modern a convenience as anywhere in the city. So, as a gesture to those people who have worked for us, we're dedicating, first of all, a 55-cup automatic coffee maker so they can have some coffee on these grounds. And in addition, something which is not here tonight, a brand new refrigerator, so at least they can have something cold on the grounds to drink other than at fair time. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And now, on to the ice cream. While you're enjoying your ice cream, also enjoy music by